Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer with a weird taste in my mouth because I like the idea that there is a chip made of hemp. However, the aftertaste, it actually tastes like a fish.
It's bowl. Delicious.
It tastes like...
Don't stop right there. I can't handle people that share the things that are weird for them and then everybody else gets it into their heads and they can never shake it.
The smell of an old fish bowl.
It's just rude.
I've got an incredibly sensitive sense of smell. And I smell what I taste and I taste what I smell.
It was so interesting. Well, welcome to our channel. This is where different shows drop each and every, several times a week. This is the catch up. It's interesting though, because we just had a conversation about how, I guess, you use the word naive. I would probably use the word vague. You can be. And then you have this hyper awareness for smells and tastes.
Mm.
It's like that's where the times where you like are kind of like don't notice things go double into smells and tastes.
Probably. Well, it has to be channeled somewhere else. I'm vague. Vague about certain things, but then I'm hot. Not just the smell taste thing. Like I'm taking everything in always, but I sometimes don't know it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not until somebody goes, oh my God, did you see that? And I'm like, oh yeah. And I could give you a full on rundown, but I'm not going home or saying to somebody else, hey, did you see?
Yes.
But I take it all in.
Yes. Yes. And so the hemp chip has suffered here greatly. It's a beautiful chip. I'm
because
quite happy
you always
with this
say
snack.
That. You're like, don't tell me what you think it tastes like, because now every time I taste a hemp chip, I will think of a goldfish tank that's been left for 3 weeks as you go to Bali.
I want you guys to come to our live tour.
I do too.
Yeah.
We both do. Thethinkergirls.com.au is a place where you can check out when, where, how to buy tickets, Sydney, Brizzy, Melbourne, Adelaide. It's not going to be recorded as a live podcast like we've done in the past.
No.
So you could think, oh, well, if I don't go, I can hear it.
You can't. No. We have a very big guest announcement to make. Can we do it now? No, we can't.
No.
God damn. We record too early. Mm-hmm. But it will have happened this week. So go to the website and find the full press release of all the different guests that will be joining us across the country. I must say, I'm quite impressed with our lineup.
Impressed/surprised. Heaps of people that are like, I would be honoured. We're like, oh, we thought we were asking
honored.
For a favour. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's good.
How good is that?
It's so great. It feels really, really nice. And I guess it's nice to be working and communicating and have formed friendships or kind of work friendships with people that are like-minded, because the people that we ask to do these shows are people we genuinely vibe with and that we know you guys are going to love. So we cannot wait.
It is going to be lit. This is a podcast channel whereby there are different shows on this channel that drop right across the week. Conversations between us, cool guests with you guys about pop culture. Today's the catch-up episode, which means something on our mind that we're going through, we kind of share with each other and with you.
Okay, today I want to talk to you about the reality behind gratitude journals and the action of doing gratitude lists. It ain't all pretty.
Okay.
And it's not as easy as it seems at times.
Real.
Write a list of things you're grateful for. Go. It's not as simple as it seems.
Okay. I want to talk about today. I got asked for sex feedback.
Let's hold that. I feel like it's got more of a hook.
Yeah. I am as flawed as you are at hearing this.
So you had to give feedback to a guy about his performance or the overall chemistry kind of performance?
Everything.
Oh, God.
And is asked point blank.
Am I good in bed?
And I'm not someone really to get that by most convos. Most things are pretty on the table, especially even with people that I just first meet, you know, like. But this I got really uncomfortable and a bit embarrassed about.
Right.
Yeah, which was weird for me.
So did he give you feedback back?
No, I'll hold it.
Okay. So the art of gratitude is one that I think holds a ridiculous amount of power for something that seems so simple. I've tried over so many years to get family members and friends, because it sounds like one of those things. It's like, how could it possibly be do that much? You just write down a list of things that you're grateful for. And I think through the Instagram phenomenon with this hashtag grateful thing, it really has got a bit of a rough trot now, because it's kind of this piss take that has fed us. But if you can ignore some of the self-help piss take, because everything has the ability to have the piss taken out of it, and really think about the fact that it is free, it is simple, it is quick, and it is something that's fairly base level to begin with, I can't explain the power in it. But I have experienced over the past week a real block with this process that I thought I would share with you, because I think often, especially with me giving advice or talking about different things on this show or the other platforms of things that I now do stuff, I can very well be very, do this, try this, it's all great. It's not always great. It's not always easy.
Which I think is important to share.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, if you're struggling, like you're really having a good hard crack at self-improvement, or you're trying to, you know, look at your thoughts or gratitude, whatever you're doing, it can feel like this extra layer of you saying to yourself, you're not very good at this, you're failing. Look at Stace talk about this on her Insta all the time, and she doesn't struggle with it. So then it almost forces you to not do it more so.
I must admit, though, I share a lot of struggle content and have so done this year. But people don't want as much as they say they want, I gotta say. There is a limit. It gets to a point where people are like, all right, we've heard you've had a bad year now. Like, I think people want the real, and then when you continue to give it to them, I think often people are a bit confronted by it too. So it is a tricky game, particularly from an Instagram businessy game.
Right. So talk to me about the gratitude thing. I want to know, because I don't know this about you. When did you start writing a gratitude list? Or when was this something that came into your peripheral? Or like, how did you learn about it? And do you do it regularly?
I do a gratitude list twice a day, every day, and have done so for probably 10 years.
Twice a day?
Mm-hmm.
Every day?
Yeah. At the absolute minimum, I do it every morning.
Really?
And I will try very hard. Ben and I will try and go to bed at night and say to each other things that we're grateful for over night time.
How many things do you say you're grateful for? And do you physically write it down, or you say it?
I physically write down, you know, it could just be, I've got like a moon journal. So in my meditation space, I have, it goes with different days. Yeah, so yeah. I can see when I haven't done it and when I do it. I might skip, or I might get up and have a Sunday brunch earlier and then do a meditation, forget, you know, you can just get out of your routine. But predominantly, it's done mostly daily. But I will write maybe up to about 5 things in the morning, and then we'll try and do another 5 towards the end of the day. So essentially had it, even if it might just be a thought.
Do you find often there's similar things that you write?
I mean, Ben's one of them for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think there's been threads. Like I know when we had the show, and you know, it was such a big thing to get, and I would really try on days to be very grateful for things that might even be frustrating me. I really try and sit in seeing the moment or the things that are good in things that I'm finding a bit hard. But I think it is interesting when you are in not a great headspace and you're having a cloudy day or a rough day, or you've woken up feeling not great. And as someone whose anxiety has, I don't know if it's, well, it's definitely flared up. It's much more severe this year than it's ever, I wouldn't say ever been, but it's definitely at its ugly head for sure.
And consistently?
It has been this year. I've had I couldn't even tell you how many panic attacks I've had this year.
I was going to say, as your mate, I've heard you talk about panic attacks before, but never as frequently.
And they used to show up very differently. It used to be fainting or those kinds of things or lack of breath. Now they're like, the world is ending. Like, it's just, it's panic. And I'm only really learning about that. So I'll share that when I know a little bit more about where I'm at. I think it's just important that I kind of go away and figure that out. But I have had those days where I've woken up riddled with anxiety and find myself in tears and not 100% sure why. You know, it's just, it's been a rough, rough year. And often the gratitude part is something that really allows you to get out of that headspace and write down things that you are grateful for. But I've read so many things from so many people suggest people to do it and have said things like, even if you, you know, be grateful for the roof over your head and real simple things like that. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, surely most people have more things to be grateful for than that. But what I've experienced this year and what I've experienced recently is that you don't always think about the good, even if you do have it. It's actually a real, when you're in a bit of a funk or you're going through depression, you might be listening to this and you're feeling quite depressed, or you have depression, or you are an anxious person. You don't, it's not a choice. You know, you're kind of really struggling. So I have really, up until this year, not seen that on the reg, but this year it's happened, and to the point where I actually wrote the words "I am grateful for this pen" last week.
Okay.
I am grateful really for this pen because I couldn't think of a good thought. Like, really? That is where it can get. And I had never really understood when people had said, and it can be anything, just anything at all, because I always felt incredibly abundant and full of things to be grateful for, and I am. But I think the power of gratitude lists and the power of doing them every day is A, to see how you're in a different headspace and you can kind of look after yourself more on those days, and B, it really forces you, even if your mind or your mood or your energy level is really telling you there's nothing, it makes you do something. And I think I do also have this kind of empathetic moment when I think about the pen, because I really do have a thought for somebody that might not have one, because I am pretty sure there are people in the world that exist that don't just have those basic things to write down. So it's so transformative, and I really encourage everybody to have a crack at it if you're not already doing it. And it doesn't have to be in a beautiful journal that you spend $40 on or whatever. It could just be a piece of paper, you write it down, you make sure you write them down on the shopping list or on the back of an envelope or whatever it is when you're watching the TV, but try and get 5 a day, then build it up to 10 a day. Notice the change in your mood.
Do you think that writing it down makes it more powerful? Because I'll wake up in the morning and I list the things in my brain. I don't write them down.
I think so. I think it's good that you're listing them in your brain, but I think writing them down gives your brain a further action than a thought does.
Do you ever look back on them? Because it'd be so interesting to see what kind of headspace you're in on the day based on what you're grateful for.
Not particularly, no. I've got bloody plenty of journals and other things and bits and pieces that have a whole lot more detail. But it's, I do find it interesting that it can get to a place where you are pulling, you know, I think what I'm trying to say is I feel you. If you struggle to think of even one thing to be grateful for, it doesn't mean that you don't have gratitude for things, but you may just be in that place that day. And I'm saying to you, I hear you. I'm with you on that. But there is always something. There is always, even if it's a flower, air, your lung, your eyebrows, I don't fucking know, but there is always something.
Mm. Can you tell us what yours were today?
Of course you asked today, because it always feels so nerve-wracking, like showing things. Like, as you can see,
what does it say on the front? Oh, okay.
It's like a moon
journal.
Yeah,
okay.
And it just tracks your moods and your periods and your moods and stuff. Okay, so today I am grateful for Christy Mercer. I am grateful for how many opportunities are in the world that I am not yet aware of. I am grateful for my new dress. I am grateful for this pen. Because I cried yesterday and you gave me a hug and it was really nice. Then yesterday I said, I'm grateful for the running water we have in the apartment. I'm grateful for my tears as they help me cleanse, and I'm grateful for this exercise.
Wow. That's powerful.
It's important. Yeah. And it's free. Start there, guys. Just start there.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want to talk about sex feedback.
Oh.
Now look, this is not some kind of concept that I was all that aware of. It happened on the reg.
Well,
it's not, Has it ever happened to you? Never happened to me before. Granted, I was in a relationship for quite some time, but I feel like I'm making up for lost time in the last 12 months.
You've been single for 1 year. Oh, yeah, but you've packed a punch.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, right. Just been really tasting a lot of flavours.
Yeah, I don't know. Let us know if it's happening to you. It certainly hasn't happened to me.
And out of all of these people that I've met, all dudes that I have met, slept with, hooked up with, there's only ever been one that this happened quite recently that I was floored when after we slept together and it was a random, like, he was lovely, but it was like a, how did I met him out at a bar, that's right, and it was the next night I was out for a mate's birthday and he texted me and he was like, hey, what are you up to, blah blah blah, and we'd already organized to meet up the next day. We said, oh, we'll go on a date on Sunday or whatever. I said, brilliant. And we were kind of flirting back and forth. I think maybe we had a little peck, like goodbye or something that night, but there was like a sexual chemistry there. Anyway, I get a text from him, you know, it's late, like he was out, you know, like, yeah, up to, you know, 10, whatever.
Around, 10 plus.
Around the 10 o'clock, and oh my God, Loz, our mate always says this. She goes, I think it's from how I met your mother. How, as the night progresses, you just start to use less words. Like at first it goes, it's 9 o'clock.
And hey, like, babe. See you.
Hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. How's your night? Where you headed? And then as the night progresses, it's like,
You out.
And then the last one is just a question mark. Because it's like, you don't even need words. It's basically like, you up, you out, and then a question mark. As in like, are you down, DTF, or what? Anyway.
You can have codes. Ben just messages a peach.
Yeah, that's good.
Which he's now doing on Instagram, which I find confronting.
Oh, if that's your little code. We shouldn't have given away the code then. Oh. We would have been none the wiser, because I just thought that was a cute nickname. He called you Peach. Like, oh, what a little peachy girl. But now I know it's about your vajay. So thank you.
Or my bottom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he texted whatever. So we were kind of going back and forth, and I was like, but you know when you're just a bit like, it's actually just nice to have somebody to message. I haven't actually had that in quite a while, although I've been like, you know, kind of out and about. There hasn't really been anybody more than like a one-off thing that I've been like, hey, what's going on? Like, yeah. You know.
It's fun.
Yeah, it yeah. is. And even if I thought I don't even end up meeting him because I knew I was going to see him, you know, that weekend, I was like, it's kind of nice just to be like, what are you up to, mm-hmm. you know? And up until that point, I was like having one of those like, yeah, this is like an all right night, but I think I'm like, this feels a little bit hard work.
Oh, so you're going backwards, forwards.
No. It feels hard work to be out on my own being single right now.
Wait, hang on. I lost you.
So whilst I was out with mates and I was kind of looking around and you're like,
oh, yeah.
You know, and you just like, there are some nights where you're like, this is the fucking best. And then there are other nights where you're just like, and this was one of those nights I looked at my mate and I said, being single is hard. And she goes, tonight sucks. We need to go home and get a pizza. And I was like, whoa, look who's just messaged me. Old mate. I'm not going to say it made my night, but I was also like, oh, it feels nice to get this now, you know? So anyway, we're going back and forth, kind of flirty, going back and forth. And then I was kind of being a bit cheeky. I was like, yeah, nah. And by that point, I think I was in the cab home or, you know, something like that. And I was a bit like, not playing hard to get, but I was seriously like, I would genuinely be just as happy to go home and have some pizza as I would to have sex with you. Mm. Like, and I meant that too. That's taken me a while to get there also. Because ask me a few months ago, I would be like, fuck the pizza.
It takes a while.
Yeah. So anyway, and I think that made him be like, oh, whatever. I'll come to yours. You come to mine, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I got home and I hadn't yet taken my makeup off. And another one of my mates who's been single for a long time was like, do you ever do this where you go home and you just lie flat on your bed on your back just in case the guy writes back and you miss it? Because it's like once you've taken that makeup off, you've committed. You're not going anywhere.
100%.
And I was like, yeah. So I was like, okay, I hadn't yet taken the makeup off. So I was like, yeah, sweet, okay. So anyway, ended up going around. We were sitting there chatting with his housemates. Like, it wasn't sleazy. It was like a really nice, he was just a cool guy.
Hang on. You went home.
Went home.
And went back out.
I put
out.
My pajamas on. Ooh. I brushed my teeth. We were going back and forth. This is after pizza. And then I was like, you know what? YOLO.
Yep.
I was like, I'm doing it. Because I still had the makeup on that.
Did you have to get an Uber? Or?
Yeah, I got an Uber. If I took my makeup off, no way. But I still had quite good eye makeup on. So I was like, again, got to make most of this.
You wear makeup every day.
Like. Not anymore. Anyway, go around there. We slept together and it was like nice, but I wasn't like, look, it's nothing to write home about.
Shit.
But he was quite intent on making a real thing about this position that I thought was pretty standard. You know what I mean? It was like,
when you say make a thing of it, like, what do you mean?
Well, he was like it was like doggy, but like lying on your stomach, and he was really made a thing about, I'll go and get a pillow, and then he put it underneath my
pelvis.
Oh, yeah, and I, but he, babe, he did it.
It's
like
a good angle, but.
Yeah, but he's the way that, it wasn't even what he said, it was just the way that he was like, let me get a pillow. You know, it was like this. I had never heard of putting a pillow under there of that being like a good thing.
I understand what you mean, because it's kind of like, oh, wow, you want a fucking big fat gold medal for giving a shit about me?
But then also, sometimes, I was, you know, like, I like that you are giving a shit enough to be like, hey, let me do this thing that's going to help you.
But at the
also,
same time, like, what do we want? Is it start fucking giving people a round of applause and bring in the fucking gospel choir?
No. However, I've been with lots of people very recently that would know about the pillow, that would be too involved in their own self-pleasure to take the 2 seconds to reach over and get the pillow to think about me and what I would like. So, you know what I mean? I'm taking what I can get over here, which it doesn't happen that often. I hear you.
It's sad.
I hear you. But also, yes, this is the environment a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, you know, he was like pretty good and I was just like, yeah, great.
Sounds like it was rocking.
I'm like, you know, you've had a good time. I'm going to roll over and go to sleep.
So you stayed there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But before then, he goes, hey, can I ask you a question?
Hang on, this is in person. Oh, my God, I thought this was going to a text
Babes,
the next day.
Why do you think I have been so confronted about it? It was literally, like, we were chatting and like I was kind of like, you know, had snuggled into him and it was like not an awkward thing at all. We were chatting and laughing and it was like, you know, and then he goes, and I think I'm lying kind of in the crook of his shoulder at that point. So I can't really see his face, but I just take a minute and I was like, and he's like, hey, can I ask you something? I go, yeah. And I looked up at his face and I was thinking, what is he going to say? Like,
well, you've only met him once before, right? Yeah, so he can't be like, can you meet my mum? Oh, like, do you want to come to my work Christmas party?
But at this
like,
point, we're really getting along. And I was thinking he was going to say something like, this is probably just feeding my own ego. But I was thinking he was going to say something like, do you think we've got a connection? Or like, just...
Yeah,
because it was to the point where I was like,
I don't know what's worse.
It's something that he feels uncomfortable, like, yeah, or a bit, or anyway,
there's a moment.
Then he goes, I look up to him and he goes, point blank, like, and he wasn't nervous when he said the line. He wasn't like beating around the bush. Straight faced, he looked down at me and he goes,
down at you? Where were you?
Well, because I was in his shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Just being all cute, you know, yeah. And I was looking up with doe eyes. Obviously, I'm doing my thing over here.
Oh, fucking hell.
And he goes, hey, I think it'd be really good. Can you give me some feedback? And I'm like, pardon?
Tell us how long it's been from the exit of his dick to this moment.
2.5 minis.
What?
Because we've been having a laugh, like, ha ha, oh my God, what time is it? Shit, I can't believe 4 a.m. Oh God, lucky I had that pizza, ha ha. Hey, can I ask you something?
Wow. I mean, 2.5, like, that's, if you've climaxed, like, it's still kind of feeding through you, like, give it a minute.
Anyway, and
by the sound of it, you didn't, though.
Mate, come on, no. That's happened to me once.
What, climaxed?
Yeah. Outside of a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Fucking I hear you.
And that was with boyfriend, not boyfriend. Never one night stand climax. I'm not even entertaining the thought that that is a possibility.
It is. It just I know, is. A, but... It's like a needle in a haystack. Yeah.
There's a lot of hay and not very many needles, Kate.
A needle is just not fair to call it that. It's going to be boy, like gold or some
and this
form
boy
of
was no, there was no
Bitcoin
needle.
Or some
no needle. Sans needle. Okay, and anyway, I was just like, I knew what he was insinuating, but I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, I just think, really confidently, he said, I just think it's really important for me to get feedback, and I ask everybody that I sleep with, is there anything that you think that I can, like, you know, work on, do more of, less of, make
question,
better?
Question, question. Did he know what you did for a living?
At that point, no.
Well, did he know you did this job or you were involved in the thinking that was? Not at all.
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Sometimes I feel like they read and they're like, she'll want this. Like, this bloody feminist, she'll enjoy it. Okay, good.
No, he didn't know.
Okay, fuck.
Okay, and then I go pink in the cheeks and I start laughing a little bit, even though I'm someone that's like quite comfortable with my own pleasure. I'm pretty open, like in the bedroom, you know, all this kind of. But I just was like, I went off on a tangent and I brought you up.
What?
I'm lying there naked and I go, yeah, well, look, I think this is a thing. Because with male and I go on this, like, I'm recalling all this shit that we've done on the podcast. I go, because this is the difference, isn't it, between like male and female orgasms, like they're really different. Like Stace talks about this a lot and we've done a lot like on, you know, like I've done a lot in, you know, the space that I've worked in about, you know, like for girls, it's not always about the end game. It's not always about the climax itself, you know? So, So I just think it's really different to guys. And I just think that needs to be, you know, blah, blah, like blabbing on. And I could hear, you know, how I told you I sometimes have those out of body moments where I'm talking and then I go above me. Like I used to do it on Sunrise or sometimes when we'd be on air where sometimes you'd look at me and wave me in the face and be like, hello.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Because your mouth was moving, but your energy was somewhere
else.
Yeah,
and I was doing that. I was looking down at myself.
Also, when you're in those moments, you talk very fast.
Oh, don't I? And I was on a tangent, bro. And I was probably going banging on, but not really saying anything. And then I kind of loved this, that he goes, okay, yep, yep. But you haven't really answered the question.
Yeah, right.
And I don't find myself that incredibly challenged in convos all that often, especially after someone that you've just slept with. Like it happens every now and then, but not to the point where I literally had no words. I was like,
Yeah. Oh, I don't. Yeah, you're right. I didn't actually answer the question. I was really, and I lied. I said it was really good. Yeah. I just think you could probably like be a bit more vocal.
Oh my God.
And I said, and I'm not even just talking about dirty talk, like, because I said, but also, so I do like that. But also maybe just like check in, like as we're going along, just to be like, how does this feel? Can I do more of this? Do you like that? You know, are you into this? Because I was like,
guys freak out about that.
I guess you could.
A lot of guys don't want to talk.
Yeah, because it's sometimes sexier, because you see in movies that you can just read what the other person wants, because you're kind of taught that. I think if a, and this is my take anyway, I think if a guy has to ask, it's almost like a diss because they should know without asking.
Yeah, true.
Which I think is BS, because how do you know? Every woman is so different.
And I also think they're very much on like a one-line approach. Like, you know, it's very, like the prize is very clear for them. Whereas for us, it's like a bit of a bendier road to get some form of climax.
Because I think sometimes guys will have the right intention in mind where they're like, oh, I heard chicks like the clit touch. So they'll just be, but it's but where?
Ease up on the clit.
But where? How hard? How often? How much? How fast do I go? And what part of your clitoris? Like, and like, is it just the end part?
Yeah, because if
towards the end of the as you're climaxing,
and if you rub so hard for a long time, it just, you can't feel it anymore.
Yeah, it goes numb, or it ends up like a fucking carpet burn.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. So you know, have been there.
So
I just was completely floored and incredibly uncomfortable at looking somebody in the face 2.5 minutes after actually them being inside me and being asked point blank, can you basically rate how that was for you?
It's very strange.
It's never happened to me before. It's never happened to me since.
I don't think it's mean or anything. I don't think there's any, you don't feel, I don't, from the story, it doesn't sound like he was trying to put pressure on you or make you uncomfortable, but his timing's very off.
I think it was the in-person thing, because if you'd done it in a text, and I know texting is squibbing out of things, but I would have been able to. It was just so shocking to me.
Mm.
And because I didn't know, it wasn't like a guy that I've been sleeping with a couple of times or seen a bit, so you have a bit more, you know, banter or comfortability or speaking about different things, that you know each other's bodies a bit more, or, you know, because I've had those conversations in not as a full-on intense way, but just with, you know, a guy that I've been seeing, you know, more regularly, or, you know, that would be like, what do you like? You know, but it was just a bit more of a softer way of going about it. That was the first time that we'd ever slept together.
I think the hard thing is, though, and I've wrote about this for Single Pringle, is that we often are very clear on what we want. And whilst I'm a very big believer in being quite specific with what we want, i.e. for you, you're saying communication, I think it's sometimes difficult because I think we want it communicated the way we want it communicated.
I think that's true.
For him, to some degree, this might be the only way he could kind of get it out. Like, he was quite nervous. So essentially he has, in a part, done what you would have liked, which is to navigate or inquire or have a conversation around things. But it wasn't exactly the way that is comfortable for you. So it's a tricky one, because I think there is somewhere in there he's trying.
Which is hilarious, because you're right. The answer that I've given him is talk to me more. Yeah. Could be more open in vocalizing things. And when he's done it, I've gone, oh,
please text me. Please text me.
Yeah, please don't vocalize this with me right now.
And it's confusing, because in the moment that makes total sense. Even when you're telling the story, it makes sense to you. But it's very hard to see outside of that. But it is, I think, and I'm learning this in my own relationship, is that, you know, you expect, when you ask or you communicate your needs, you expect that they're then going to be delivered the way you want them. They can be communicated back to you, but not in the way you thought you would get them.
True.
And so you then kind of say, you didn't do this. And then the other person on the other line is going, I did. I did this. And you're like, that's not what I want. And then you get mad, and it's fucking hard.
I think the thing was for me is the timing. If he'd asked, what do you like, while we were in the middle of it, but it was the fact that it was like almost this feedback form.
Yeah.
Because we were done.
Yeah.
Or he was. it was over. Like, so there was no kind of going back. It wasn't, I think that's what I was confronted at. It wasn't just like, I want to know now so you can tell me so I can pleasure you. It was like, how'd I fare?
I.e., I can then keep this in mind for my ego for someone later.
Because he made that quite clear. It's like, I ask everybody.
Yeah, right. That's
and that's
bizarre.
Why I was a bit like, eh, okay.
Well, that's gross. It is a bit gross. Like, have some form of like bedside manner to not be talking about the girl you fucked yesterday. You know? Like, we know you fucked someone, but we don't need to talk about it as I lay naked on your body. Jesus Christ. I take everything back. No, I don't take everything back. But God, it's just like, we get it. You've got a dick. You use it. Fucking congratulations. You've got a pillow trick too. Fucking.
And also, kudos to you. I hope you wash that bloody pillowcase. I'm the last person that uses. All I'm saying. Or before you sleep on it yourself, you know? Ugh. Just pop a couple of that was one of our friends taught us that. He's no longer our friend. A couple of little droplets of tea tree oil in there. Stunning antiseptic for any sheets.
Oh, really?
And smelly workout gear.
Okay.
I always do it.
Okay. All right. If you like this show, please review, rate it, whatever. Subscribe. We need your support all these years later. We're still going to be asking for it. So please jump on board. And I think what is really nice to see that we haven't encouraged for a while is if you do see something on Instagram and you're a fan, tag someone in it. It's nice to introduce new people, even if they're the friend Kathy that you've been telling us about to brunch and she's not buying it. Keep it, Kathy.
Go on.
Don't worry.
Keep at it.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed the show, we would love and appreciate your support. Rate and review it on iTunes or subscribe to the show. You may be listening every week, yet not a subscriber, and all of it helps other people find out about where we are.
This podcast is presented by the Thinker Girls, Stacey June and Christy Mercer. This podcast is produced by me, Christy Mercer, and edited by our podcast producer, Jordan Lott.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.